Earth Science, 8th grade, the Solar System, April 20th through April 23rd. Lesson 2, Tuesday, April 21st. Continental Drift. An important piece of plate tectonic theory is the continental drift idea. This was developed in the early part of the 20th century, mostly by a single scientist, Alfred Wegener. His hypothesis states that continents move around on Earth's surface and that they were once joined together as a single supercontinent, shown below. Wegener's idea eventually helped to form the theory of plate tectonics. But while Wegener was alive, scientists did not believe that the continents could move. The continents fit together like pieces of a puzzle, according to Wegener. This is how he surmised they may have looked 250 million years ago. Look at the map below and imagine that each continent is actually a piece in a jigsaw puzzle. Can you fit the pieces together? Hint: look at South America and Africa in particular. Page 8. Wegener proposed that the continents were not stationary, but that they had moved during the planet's history. He suggested that at one time, all of the continents had been united into a single supercontinent. He named the supercontinent Pangaea, meaning entire Earth in ancient Greek. Wegener further suggested that Pangaea broke up long ago and that the continents then moved to their current positions. He called his hypothesis continental drift. Evidence for continental drift. Besides the fit of the continents, Wegener and his supporters collected a great deal of evidence for the continental drift hypothesis. Wegener found that this evidence was best explained if the continents had at one time been joined together. Wegener discovered that identical rocks could be found on both sides of the Atlantic Ocean. These rocks were the same type and the same age. Wegener understood that the rocks had formed side by side and that the land has since moved apart. Wegener also matched up mountain ranges that had the same rock types, structure, and ages, but they are now on opposite sides of the Atlantic Ocean. The Appalachians of the eastern United States and Canada, for example, are just like mountain ranges in eastern Greenland, Ireland, Great Britain, and Norway. Wegener concluded that they formed as a single mountain range that was separated as the continents drifted. Wegener also found evidence from fossils, the remains or impression of a prehistoric organism preserved in rock. He found fossils of the same species of extinct plants and animals in rocks of the same age, but on continents that are now widely separated. Wegener suggested that the continents could not have been in their current positions because the organisms would not have been able to travel across the oceans. For example, fossils of the seed fern Glossopteris are found across all of the southern continents, but the plant's seeds were too heavy to be carried across the ocean by wind. Mesosaurus fossils are found in South America and South Africa, but the reptile could only swim in fresh water. Cynognathus and Lystrosaurus were reptiles that lived on land. Both of these animals were unable to swim, let alone swim across wide seas. Their fossils have been found across South America, Africa, India, and Antarctica. Wegener proposed that the organisms had lived side by side, but that the lands had moved apart after they were dead and fossilized. Page 9. Although Wegener's evidence was correct, most geologists at the time rejected his hypothesis of continental drift. These scientists argued that there was no way to explain how solid continents could plow through solid oceanic crust. At the time, scientists did not understand how solid material could move. Wegener's idea was nearly forgotten until technological advances presenting puzzling new information gave scientists the tools to develop a mechanism for Wegener's drifting continents. Review questions. Number 1. How can the locations where ancient fossils are found to be used as evidence for continental drift? Number two, in the face of so much evidence in support of continental drift, how could scientists reject the idea? This concludes the material for Tuesday, April 21st.